I'm absolutely delighted to be joined by Sporting Kansas City scoring sensation Dom Dwyer. Dom, thanks a million for joining us. I was reading this week with the big game coming up against Toronto. You said 2-0, 2 goals, 3 points, and Jermaine Defoe's jersey would be the perfect result. But having said that, I think 3 points is the main focus for yourself and for the team.
Yeah, absolutely. I was really just having a bit of fun with that. You know, obviously, all those things are nice, but at the end of the day, you know, all that's important is winning, and you know, we want to win games and get back to what we were doing towards the start of the season.
Yeah, Jermaine Defoe, obviously a huge player that's come to the league. A lot of media attention around him, and, you know, really a player I think you were looking up to when you're growing up. You watched him grow up, and it must be very special for yourself to be on the same pitch as him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's a fantastic player, and, you know, definitely someone I looked up to and have watched, you know, growing up on Match of the Day, and, you know, just, you know, someone who... You know, I've watched his game and tried to learn from it, and, you know, I still do now, and I'm continuing to. So it's very cool to be playing against him and, you know, get the opportunity to.
There's a lot of people out there, Dom, that are comparing your type of game to Jermaine's game, the energy that you bring to the forwards. We don't tend to see too much of that in the modern game anymore, but it's great, I suppose, for yourself to be able to be compared to such a quality player with so much experience, but at the same time, you're bringing your own stamp to it. And, of course, you've developed quite a goal-scoring touch in the United States.
Yeah, it's you know, it's starting to come together. And I've actually heard the Jermaine Defoe one before from a couple of people. So it's I definitely take that as a compliment. You know, I think he's a fantastic player.
Looking at the game, Dom, you guys need 3 points here. It's probably quite a key game of the season because there's been a 2-match slide. I think the last 2 results have been 2-1 defeats on both occasions. You guys kind of really need to turn a corner here because you made such a good start and the form of Sporting Kansas City has been so good recently, and then maybe 2 slip-ups. Has the manager and that got your minds back on track and, you know, you're ready for this? Of course, you'll have the crowd behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, we want to get back to winning ways and, you know, just what we were doing. And we've been playing well last couple of games. Even though we lost, we played well. And it was, you know, we were just unlucky and it was a tough result, really. So, you know, we'll continue doing what we've been doing. And, you know, we've got a few injuries and, you know, positional problems. Obviously, we're a bit short on centre-back at the moment. But, you know, we're just kind of, you know, going with it and, you know, we'll be okay.
And you're thrilled, no doubt, with your own performance, although it has been disappointing to concede a couple of goals that probably were preventable. But for yourself, you know, you've continued your great run of scoring form with goals in both of the 2 games. I think you've got 4 goals in the last 3 games. And if you score against Toronto this week, you'll join the likes of Eddie Johnson and Prekai on the club's shortlist of players who've scored in 4 straight games. Another special feat for you if you can pull it off.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely something that's cool, and, you know, it's nice to set records and that kind of stuff. You know, obviously I want to score. I feel like that's my job to do. So obviously I'll be trying to do that. But, you know, I definitely want to just win the game, and we need 3 points, and, you know, we'll be out there to get it.
You guys are 3rd in the Eastern Conference, Dom. What was your ambitions at the start of the season? And considering the position you're in, the strong position you're in, and how competitive the league is, I suppose it's really there for the taking. Has the ambitions changed now, considering the position that you guys are in?
No, not at all. You know, our ambitions are still the same from the start. Obviously, we want to win the regular season and also the MLS Cup as well. So that's our plan, and you know, I definitely think we're on the, you know, the right track to doing that. It's a very long season ahead, and we've got a long way to go.
A lot of MLS writers have described you as, you know, you've taken US soccer by storm. It's unbelievable, great to see. They weren't quite expecting the huge impact that you have. I know you joined Sporting Kansas City in 2012, and in 2013 you were sent on loan to Orlando City. And you broke all sorts of scoring records there. Something like 15 goals in just 13 games, remarkable. Were you expecting yourself to have such an impact when you first went over?
I always kind of felt confident that if, you know, I was on a good team and was getting good service, I'd score goals. And, you know, obviously it's sometimes hard when you first join a team to get on the field. And I just needed to get on loan to get an opportunity to prove I can play and score goals. And, you know, then I got a chance to come back this year. and had a pretty good preseason. And from there, you know, the coach has shown faith in me and been playing me consistently, and I've been doing okay. So we've been getting good results and we've been winning games, and we just need to get back to that way this weekend.
It's, yeah, and fingers crossed that you guys do. And, you know, the decision to come to America to play soccer, was it a difficult decision to make? Was it something you felt that you wanted to try something different? It seems like the world has just completely opened up for you now and you've really taken it by storm. But the initial decision to come over, were you watching to see how fast the MLS was growing and it was something you just wanted to be a part of?
Honestly, not really. I was in England, kind of trying to find a club, bouncing around at about 18 years old, and you know, kind of had a couple injuries at that time and missed the opportunity to really find a professional club and get in. So you know, I found a company called Soccer Icon that's run by a guy called Joe McLaughlin, and he ex-pro Chelsea captain, and he basically sets up a trial where college coaches in America come and watch you play, and that's what I went to, and coaches watched me play and gave me a scholarship, so I decided to come out here instead of signing, you know, semi-pro contract in England.
Sure. There seems to be a lot of players in Europe as a whole actually choosing that way, because we all know how in America there is the best colleges and the university scholarships, and that you get the best facilities, the best coaching, and you know, you're really treated properly. And you know, maybe things in England might have been a little bit of a struggle, as you said, going from club to club. But do you think it's something that seems definitely to be growing, and you will see more European footballers like yourself go out because of the fantastic scholarship systems that they have, like the path you took?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the most difficult bit is trying to get into the MLS. You know, you have to have a very good college career or a college season, and then obviously find the right coach who wants to take a chance on you. You know, I was lucky enough to, because I actually planned on coming back to England after I finished college.
Sure.
And, you know, I was offered a contract early out of college, and it was something I didn't want to turn down. It was a great opportunity, so I went for it.
Looking at it, you were in Kings Lynn, from Kings Lynn really to Sporting Kansas City. For any footballer, that's a huge transition. No doubt there's longer away trips, I'd say.
Yeah, obviously it's different. You know, you fly to every game. You know, you fly a day or two before, so it's pretty cool. You get to travel a lot and experience lots of different things. And obviously, it's a different lifestyle. You know, it's similar, obviously, but it's different. And it's fun. It's very enjoyable. And, you know, I'm definitely enjoying the experience and getting to play against, you know, some top players and some superstars too. And legends like, you know, Thierry Henry and stuff like that, who's my favorite player. So it's pretty cool.
That's probably one of the most exciting things, because it is the fastest growing league in the world, Dom. And you do have, there's a key mix of young players like yourself and mature players that still have the class. As you said, Thierry Henry, Jermaine Defoe, Robbie Keane there at LA Galaxy, to get to play on the same field as those players. And, you know, like yourself, there's a lot of young players in the league that are out to prove a point. It's almost like the perfect cocktail for an international kind of tournament.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And it's, you know, I think the exciting things are to think about when, you know, you talk about, let's say you talk about teams now in the league and you'll say, oh, you know, LA have Robbie Keane, you know, Toronto have Defoe, and, you know, New York have Thierry Henry, and then people are like, oh, Kansas have Dom Dwyer. And, you know, it's kind of cool to be, you know, brought up in the same sentences as those kind of players and people that, you know, when I was, I mean, just a small few years ago, I probably never dreamt of playing against, so very cool.
Yeah, well, the career that you've had so far, Dom, is something that a lot of young English players as well would certainly love to aspire to be. And I think you've really kind of opened the pathway for up-and-coming players to see that this is another way, another way of living out your dream. And of course, you've got such a big future ahead. For yourself, what would be the plans going forward? I mean, no doubt you're enjoying every minute of your career at Sporting Kansas City. And as you said, you're hoping to get some silverware. But in the reality, Dom, if you continue the way you're going with all the goals, there's going to be some serious offers coming from not just European clubs, but clubs around the world. Have you got that in mind?
Not really. You know, obviously it's something which is exciting to, you know, hear about and listen to. But, you know, for me, I'm just concentrating on playing. You know, obviously I'm playing for Kansas City right now. So it's, you know, all those things are nothing that I can control outside. I can just control by my play and playing well. So obviously I'd, you know, I have aspirations of playing in England at some point. Definitely, you know, it's where I grew up, and it's definitely exciting there. But, you know, I'm enjoying it right now in the MLS, and, you know, I'm just excited to see what opportunities come, and just want to keep on playing and keep on winning and keep on scoring.
Yeah, and fingers crossed that you do, and hopefully you'll kick on this week. And just before, finally, before I let you go, Dom, no doubt you'll be keeping a close eye on the World Cup. There's a lot of players in the MLS that are going to be involved. Probably you're a bit disappointed that the likes of Jermaine Defoe isn't. We have players on the American team, the USA team, that are from the MLS, but maybe teams like England and that, over the next few years, you will start seeing potential MLS candidates for international recognition across England and Europe.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's the fastest growing league, and it's grown and grown, and some, you know, it's very exciting to be a part of it. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to each moment, and I just want to enjoy it and make the most of it.
Well, Dom, we wish you the very best of luck this week. I hope you do get Jermaine Defoe's shirt, and I hope you are on the winning side, and you get all the accolades that you deserve. Thanks a million for joining us, and we hope to chat to you again sometime soon.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.